أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we had begun discussing the Surah Humaza, and we discussed various aspects with regards to the tongue, the value of the tongue and the speech that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we utilize it in the correct manner, obviously it will be a means of reward for us in the hereafter, like we find in a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The general meaning of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are many words that we utter, we even forget about them, and then tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, they will be a very great source of reward because of those words that we uttered. We ourselves forgot about it in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. All that is recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is brought to the fore on the day of Qiyamah. Simple things that we may say, a person wants to go out in the path of Allah, for example, just a word of encouragement, may Allah reward you. Or we just say to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your going out, one very short dua, and we forget about it. Even perhaps a few minutes thereafter, we have forgotten what we have said. But those words of encouragement could have been the change in the life of someone else. And that person changes his entire life. And because of that, can we then imagine the great reward in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah? And on the contrary, somebody was supposed to go out in the path of Allah, and we said to the person, are you mad? Have you become very holy now? And that person then changes his mind, and his life has not changed, and he goes for the worst, and because of the words that we had used. Now similarly, we will look at that on the converse on the day of Qiyamah, how much a wizard and how much a responsibility will be on our shoulders in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to change the tone of our speech, we need to change the words, we need to become more and more encouraging insofar as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, and in that manner inshallah, the words that we speak will be a means of great reward tomorrow in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There were many pious elders of ours that have left this world, that had felt that the tongue that they had used was misused, and to this extent that when they would want to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one particular personality, that when he would want to recite the 99 names of Allah, the Asma'ul Husna, then he would say Astaghfirullah, and then he would recite one name of Allah, and then again he would say Astaghfirullah, and then he will take the next name of Allah, and like that in between each name of Allah, he would make istighfar. When people would question him, why do you go through all this difficulty? He says that this tongue of mine has been misused. This tongue of mine is not worthy of taking the name of Allah. It is Allah's fadl, it is Allah's grace upon me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed me to utilize this tongue in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I wish to cleanse my tongue before I take the name of Allah. So that is how conscious they were with regards to the using of their tongue when they would take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq insofar as that is concerned. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, absolute destruction for all those people who are slanderers and all those who are backbiters. Now we discussed yesterday that these words can be interchanged and used for each other insofar as the Arabic part of it is concerned. Here the word waylun, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates that there is absolute and total destruction for such an individual. In this world also there is destruction for such people, because they earn the curses of people. At the time of maut, it becomes very difficult for them to leave this world. Inshallah, when we discuss Surah Lahab, we will get a greater understanding with regards to that is concerned. That there will be nobody that will be ours at the time of our maut. There will be no one to serve us, because we had been slandering people, we had been backbiting. And the intention is, one is habitual, And then other is the intention that we have sometimes is to break ties between people, to disunite families, to disunite brothers and sisters, parents from children, to break communities, and in this way we continue doing that, and it all catches up with us in this world. So one is absolute destruction in this world, the second is absolute destruction in the hereafter, that there is going to be so much on that person's account in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the salat and the namazes that he read, the rozas that he kept, the sadaqah and the lillah and the khairat and the zakat that he gave, the tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem that he made, all goes into the accounts of other people. He is left absolutely with nothing on the day of Qiyamah but his own sins and the sins of others. So there is destruction in that aspect also on the day of Qiyamah. And then, wail is also the name of one deep valley in the fire of Jahannam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and Allah uses this word wailun in various ayats of the Qur'an Kareem to show that how destructive it is, that when one is unable to utilize this tongue, this great ni'mat that Allah has given us for things that are against the commandments of Allah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhi jama'a malan wa 'addada. That is insofar as the habit was concerned. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the attitude of such individuals. That person, jama'a malan wa 'addada, who has amassed wealth, wa 'addada, and he continuously counts that wealth. Now here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention to a very different aspect, that it is because of the attitude of such individuals that they have this attitude of breaking relationships between people, speaking bad about people, finding fault. And as a matter of fact, some ulama have also said that humaza and lumaza, like we discussed yesterday, that we begin to rebuke people in front of them, we insult people in front of them. And some ulama have said sometimes it is not only used with the tongue, but it is used with other gestures, with the facial expression sometimes, sometimes with the hands. We make a mockery of people, all that has been included, and all this is done because of the attitude of arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us our sustenance in this world, and then they begin to amass this wealth. And again we are reminded that there is absolutely no problem in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our rozi. We work for our sustenance, we collect our sustenance, and then we gather it together, we look after it, we budget, we invest. All that, insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, it is 100% permissible. There is no problem with that whatsoever. But when a person thereafter, after one has amassed that wealth, he does not fulfill the hukuk and the rights of that wealth, insofar as the zakat and the fitrah and everything else that is concerned, then obviously that wealth becomes a very great destruction upon that individual. Secondly, when that wealth begins to give attitude to a person, that now because I have it all, I can say what I want to people, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one glimpse of it, wa'addada, that they continuously count their wealth. Now in the old days, obviously it was the days of dinar and dirhams, where people will begin to count and collect that wealth, and they will count it, and the sound of the coins that will ring in their ears brought great joy to their hearts, because they felt that this is the be-all and end-all of life. In these days it may have changed, it will be going on to the internet, looking at our bank balances and becoming happy from day to day, and then the happiness also, there is no problem with that, because this is a great ni'mat of Allah that Allah has given us. But then sometimes we feel that this wealth is our own acquisition. It is because of our own doings. It is, we feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billah owed it to us, and that is why we have it. And we forget that this is a rahmah and a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obviously we have lost ourselves in this wealth, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses this word wa'addada, that they continuously counting their wealth and they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdih, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.